Joaquin Phoenix does not give an F what you think about him playing Joker. And guess what? I don't give an F either, because I may or may not be here solo today on DC Movie News.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's DC Movie News.
Everybody, hands in. Hands in, everybody. No? Bueller? No takers? All right! I'll do it myself! What's up, guys? Roxy Stryer here. And I think I'm missing a couple of people at this table. Yo, Mikey Christmas, where you at? Johnny LaQuasto, you here? No? Adam Gertler? Might be coming, we will see. Lana Jordan in Hawaii. But I got Tony B. Tony Batmanthony in the booth. What's up, Tony?
How's it going, Roxy?
Ooh, I love that deep voice. It's so great to hear it. We got news today, so come hell or high water, we're not letting it stop us that I am sitting here by myself. I did say that I think Adam might be joining me in a little bit. So actually, since I'm taking over the DC ship, what are we starting with today? It's yes! It's my dream come true when I just get to do all the show with TV time. TV time. All right, so I won't actually do the whole show with just TV time, but we're starting with it so that Adam gets a chance to hustle his booty over here. And also because it's the summertime right now and there's not a lot of DC movie news, but there's a ton of DC TV news coming at us because of all of our shows coming back in the fall and because of the streaming service and everything going on there. So let's start with TV time. I'm also going to be talking to you guys in the chat a little bit, so make sure if you're not live with us on YouTube, you can join us every Friday, 1 p.m. Pacific time, so that you can be like my co-host. I want to start with Superman because this is something that is absolutely epic and awesome and we've been waiting for a very long time. And as if they weren't jam-packing enough into this three-part CW crossover, now we know that Tyler Hoechlin is going to be joining us for all three of the CW crossover episodes, which is awesome. There was controversy in the beginning about bringing Superman into the CW verse because they didn't want Supergirl to be outshined. But then there was also controversy on the other side that people were saying if Superman's in this world and threats are this big that would cause a crossover, where's Superman at? He's just chilling at home. He's just like making out with Lois somewhere and he's not coming off of the couch to save anybody. That doesn't make any sense. That's not Superman. So now that we know he's in the universe, we have to include him. And finally, the CW is giving us what we want. And they're not just bringing Superman. They're bringing my aforementioned Lois Lane as well, which will be really cool. She has not been cast yet, but I'm guessing they're going to go with somebody pretty fantastic. It's not going to be super time consuming because it's not going to become a series regular, at least of what we know of yet. So they could probably get somebody pretty cool for this. Even if it's a newcomer, I'd love to see somebody else's take on Lois Lane. Maybe we can make her a little more badass than she is in some iterations. Maybe she's not just such a damsel in distress. I'm looking at the chat right now. It does seem like people are excited about Lois, almost equally as excited as they are about Superman. And I totally get that because we haven't seen her yet. People are also saying that I just straight up hijacked the show. You guys don't know at home. Maybe I put the boys in some kind of dungeon somewhere. And then I just took over the show. You could be next, Batmanthony. Worried a little bit?
Not at all.
Okay, I love it. So Superman coming is really exciting for me. Would love to hear what you guys think. And let me know who you want to play Lois. Dreamcasting is always really fun. Again, I think they actually might end up going with a no-name, but probably somebody who really does deserve it. And that will be really exciting. Moving on to another bit of TV news that is equally as exciting for us people who... Close the door a little louder. For us people that love Brendan Fraser, he's coming over to our world.
What the heck is going on
That
here?
Body you just saw across the screen with
what
no
the heck
S
is
to
going?
Give was Joaquin Phoenix himself in the house. Joaquin!
No.
Happy
F
to have you.
Given.
Adam,
care.
You made it. Your hand, you poor thing.
Yeah, yeah.
How's it going?
It's going well. It's going incredible, actually. I just had surgery 2 days ago, and I can already, like, make a fist.
Wow, that is impressive.
I could have sworn, like, I saw it start to glow with yellow energy.
It's really big. You've got a really fat
I call it the infinity gauntlet.
Can that hand that you have lower your chair, or it's not capable?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it can. Oh, look at that hand.
There?
Look at that lower. Look at you, Adam.
Good here. Hey!
So we started TV time because I hijacked the show.
I love that.
How did you escape from my dungeon, by
Bizarro
the way, that
show.
I put all of you guys in?
You actually left it unlocked.
Oh, so my
You did this whole thing with binding up the chains and everything, and then, like, you didn't just flick that one little push in the lock.
I always forget that part.
And so we were just like, okay. And then I locked everyone else up.
Oh, so Mike and Johnny are still stuck in
there. I locked them up, yeah, because I was always, like, taught, like, lock the door before you leave, so.
That's friendship. You don't live in a barn, right?
Yeah.
So you gotta lock the door.
Exactly. They're gonna need food in a bathroom soon.
What do you think about Brendan Fraser being cast as Robot Man in Doom Patrol? Because the internet is freaking out about this in a good way.
Yeah, I gotta say, I've been really into this guy. He was gone from Hollywood for a long time.
Yeah.
He was, like, a heartthrob young, then kind of became, like, a joke. I don't know what happened, if it was mutual or if he was blacklisted somehow or something.
Have you read a couple of different articles about him wanting to step back? He had some personal issues that had gone on, like some iterations of hashtag MeToo stuff. And
oh,
different,
really?
Yeah. Well, I don't want to misspeak, but yes, there was definitely some foul play that was happening that he's briefly talked about or other people have talked about regarding him. And he has been in some shows recently. He was in that FX show Trust, and he's been coming back in The Affair.
He was great
in
The Affair.
In, like, six episodes of that.
And obviously with a totally different body type, he comes out, and he's, like, a husky guy now, and he's balding, and it's just that he hasn't aged in front of our eyes, so he was able to kind of come back in a total different type and just focus on the acting. He was so good. He played the same role Mark Wahlberg did on Trust that Mark Wahlberg played in the movie. I can't remember the name. It's the best name ever
for a
character. If Batman Anthony could find that name.
Oh, in All the Money in the World that he played, saying? I forget
same
what
guy. Anyway,
to.
He was great. He was the highlight of that show.
So
I thought that
about
show
this.
Was great. Oh, my God. Yeah, I got to admit, I don't really know Robot Man. I'm not really familiar with Doom Patrol, but... it's just been such a great progression from The Affair, and then he was, like, a second lead in, like, Trust.
Yeah.
And now I think he's probably going to have a big role. Did I also understand from reading this stuff that Cyborg is going to be in Doom Patrol?
Yes,
like, they're recasting Cyborg?
Yes, you did, and they cast him.
Yes.
And that is what it is. And he's going to be there. And that's, yeah, you understood correctly.
I wonder how they're going to do it. Like, they did the whole CG thing for the movie. I bet it's going to be a more practical suit. I wonder if it'll be a more old-school looking. Like, his suit looks more like RoboCop in the old-school
way.
Yeah,
yeah. I don't know. I really don't know. I think that there's going to be, similar to CW, there's going to be a lot of connectivity between the DC Universe shows and between Doom Patrol and Titans and all these things that we're going to...
It's a separate Earth. So this is going to be a new Earth that they're slicing off, basically,
right.
for these guys.
Right. Not this... I'm not saying connect with the CW. I'm saying with each other. They're all going to be...
But in a way, since, like, they lean so heavily on the different Earths in the CW, you can say it is easily in that same universe, and nothing is out of bounds. It's just a different Earth than we've seen yet, probably.
We heard Supergirl would never, ever in a million years cross over with any of the Arrowverse shows, and here we have it where she's on them all of the time, and we go over there all the time. So that's what is great about DC.
Have you pre-ordered your DC Universe?
Not yet. I hear you get 3 months for free, so I really need to get on
this. Yeah, it's like under $5 a month or something if you pre-order. I think it was like, I don't know. I don't know the math. I think I paid like $75 or something.
Yeah, that's exactly what
whole
it was.
Thing. And now I just wonder, how do I find it? Because I paid for it, and I'm like, the app's not there or anything, so I forgot like where I paid for it through or whatever.
But I feel like maybe we'll get an email.
You would think. You would think, like, you're going live, you can sign up.
Kind of hoping on that.
If anybody knows out there how we now get into it, because I was just like, paid. I'm like, here's a credit card information, do with it. And I think there was a confirmation, but I don't know.
But then we lost it.
I had it, and I blew it.
You don't need to keep your receipts. That's what we always learn.
No, it's all digital. It's in there. I trust them.
Let's get through TV time so we can go to some of our movie stuff, talk a little bit about Robin potentially becoming Nightwing on Titans. Do you think that this is happening, or do you think that... we are just going to stick with him and never see Nightwing? Because that, to me, would be insane.
I think a lot of us suspected this from the beginning.
Right.
Like, it makes sense. It's a great thing to start him off as Robin. He started in the Titans as Robin. And then to have him become Nightwing, I mean, there's just... To start as Nightwing would almost be, like, ridiculous, because you'd be missing out on such a potentially great story. But are they going to tell that without using a Bruce Wayne is the question. Or maybe they can. If they're doing a cyborg, like, why not? Why can't they have a Bruce Wayne? It doesn't even need to show up as Batman.
Ooh, I don't know if we want another Bruce Wayne who doesn't show up as Batman.
But I mean, something going on between them in the cave, something. There's got to be a Bruce Wayne on this show. There's no way you can do it without it. It's almost like the Supergirl without the Superman. They eventually, like, maybe not the first season.
Right.
But
I saw about 8 articles this week on just this topic alone. And it was so interesting because I thought, okay, obviously, somebody said something. Brenton Thwaites has a quote, or somebody has said something. But no, people are just speculating, and they're just coming up with.
So this didn't come from anywhere specifically, or
this was coming. This particular article that we have is from Batman News, but I also saw it on Super. Like every.
So it's just a.
It's just Willie.
A mouthless kind of rumor that's out there.
It's not even a rumor. It's just a question.
Everybody in the chat role thinks it makes sense to be an arc over the 13-episode first season. Like, you end as Nightwing, kind of like you did with Daredevil, kind of getting his costume.
I notice,
like,
more and more, though, a lot of these shows do that after the second season.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, they could tell it over 2 or 3 seasons. I mean,
stretch, though.
If you want to set it up, the one thing I always complain about with the CW shows, and I'm actually just been trying to catch up in the last season of Flash just this past couple of days, the 23 episodes with all the shows out there is too much for me because I have too many shows that I like. It's too much. Too much of a good thing. These 12 episodes is better for the writers. It gets more potent storytelling, more bang for your buck. I can't be more excited. You know, that's how I like them. That's how all these shows, including the next one we're going to talk about, is probably going to be done.
Well, we talked about this a little bit last week, but I figured that maybe you threw this one on the rundown because you wanted to talk about this. That Watchmen was picked up for series.
I wasn't sure if you talked about it or not.
We mentioned it, but I know you're a big Watchmen fan, so maybe you have anything to add.
Yeah, I mean, no surprises here. I think this could be, this has potential. I know you could always say this to be the best DC-oriented show we've seen. This is coming from the Lost guy and everything
Damon
with
Lindelof,
the Leftovers.
Yeah.
Like,
which are two of my favorite shows of all time, let alone the last few years.
Yeah.
Like, they're so, he's
And playing
so
in
talented.
The sandbox of The Watchmen, which they've come out and they've said, we're not remaking The Watchmen. We're not much like a lot of Preacher has been, which has also been absolute
amazing.
Fire.
I haven't watched this week's episode.
Oh.
This week was a good one.
Yes,
I'm
I mean, it's always
it.
Fun when you can watch like almost 2 in a row. It's almost like a treat when you miss one. Like when I was out of town, I had like 2 Preachers at once, and it was
I binged the first 4 Preachers in one sitting. I waited for 4 of them to go by, binged 4 of them, and I was so happy doing that. And I kind of think I do this to myself on purpose. When I miss a week, I'm like, you're right. It's like being able to watch double, and it's very exciting. So speaking of exciting, this is an interesting one. DC Universe to launch a daily show with Kevin Smith.
Well, Kevin Smith is just doing the first episode. Then I think you or I get in. We're going to be rotated in, I think.
Is that what it is?
No, it's exciting. We did speculate this because when we saw the trailer for the DC Universe, it said connect, read, watch, you know, so we knew that there was going to be some kind of interactive.
And we know that Adam and Roxy are actually taking over the whole season of
I think we're just going to be rotated in. Guys, I still, this is speculation too, because I haven't actually heard from anyone who's making this. I'm just assuming they've been so preoccupied that they know I'm
haven't
there.
Haven't reached out to you yet.
Yeah, so I would just like a confirmation soon on what the schedule is going to be.
Like in the next week you need it? Or
that'd be great.
Like night before is too late for you? That doesn't really quite work for you? I would take 5 minutes before. I think I'd make it there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all of our iTunes listeners just are wondering
it's theater of the mind. You know, I mean, listen, it's not dead air because you were talking the whole time.
Are you gonna tune in?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I mean, I listen to a lot of the Kevin Smith.
To your own show, sorry. Of course.
I want Kevin to lay down the format so we can, you know, just slide right in there and not break format too much.
That's a good point.
No, I think it's a great idea. I think it's awesome. It'll be interesting to see if the problem with something like this, when you're doing your own news produced by yourself, is like it's all going to be fluff and roses. You're not going to get the hard talk, the hot takes that you get from a show like DC Movie News. You know, much like when I do FX Movie Download, I'm not doing a critique. We're just showing you the best things that you can say about this particular film or unique things. We're never saying this is the best or this sucks. So when there's news, it's all going to be kind of fluffy.
Yeah, and that's good for their brand. But maybe for some fans out there, it's nice for one side of it, but it's like watching Fox or MSNBC.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, it's also not different than any comic, like you know, Stan Soapbox or the, you know, the bullpen that Marvel would do it or
DC. But probably some exclusives too, though.
You would hope. That would be that. See, that would be exciting. If they're doing it in real time and like you have to be access to the streamer, if they could hold back news. I don't know how you hold back news in this generation, though, because Twitter got it like that. Yeah. But that would be interesting.
Twitter got it like that.
I mean, yeah, like I want to see, obviously, the first look of Swamp Thing. Show it to me. Reward me for my 2019 that I'm waiting for to get Swamp Thing. Like, show me that stuff first on DC Access. Make it real access.
It can't come soon enough for you.
I just can't wait to see how they're going to do it. I'm really excited about it. Yeah. I think if they got, again, I'm always very optimistic and hopeful at the top of these stories. Like, I figure they have a take to make that work.
Yeah.
James Wan was even involved, is involved, executive producing. Like, it is a very exciting time. And you know what? You don't necessarily, Swamp Thing doesn't necessarily fit in the film universe. I get it.
Because he's kind of,
he's in the swamp.
I don't know
he's doing
if you
his
fully
own thing.
Get it. He's in
I
the
mean,
swamp.
I mean, eventually, if the show does gangbusters, we'll see him showing up.
Is that what worked? I don't think you could just say he's in the swamp. Some of our people are in space. He's in the space.
Nobody ever gets over to Louisiana. He's hanging out in the green.
Poor
and like,
thing. It's really like, sad. A bit of casting news today. Ragdoll was cast for The Flash. I'm talking about TV show, obviously, because we're in TV time.
Right.
But James Rose. James Rose is somebody I was not familiar with, but it was interesting. When I was reading about him, he came to fame after competing in NBC's America's Got Talent.
Oh, right, the contortionist.
Yeah, so he went on to have roles in The Strain, Channel Zero, and Shadowhunters. So we'll see how he does.
He was in The Strain? He was one of the Strogoi?
I don't know.
I'm sure he was a Strogoi. Because they were doing like weird, like...
What's a Strogoi?
Those are like the vampires on The Strain. You never saw The Strain?
Mm-mm.
That was great.
It was good?
It was great. I don't know if the ending was great or not, but for a while it was great. It got really weird. One cool thing about The Strain is it got really huge. It allowed it to take over the world in a cool way. It started small and then got really big.
Huh.
Anyway.
You know what's weird at this point?
What's up?
We don't have a movie time segue.
And we already played the top of the show.
Yeah, so I think we just do it ourselves. Do you have a beep that you could drop? And we're going into the movies.
It's movie news.
Wow, it's so good. I don't know why we don't do that every week. It's kind of making me rethink a lot of different stuff here. All right. I love, please tell me this was you, shortest retirement
ever. Yes. Hans Zimmer, who has been retired from making superhero movie scores since Batman v Superman in 2016, has finally decided that
we were waiting with bated breath. We didn't know if it would ever. It was decades and decades of seconds.
He's like, yeah, sure, I'll come back. Yeah, what's this? What? Is this much money you used to pay me? To write a Wonder Woman music, which I had already done? Okay, it's fine. Yeah.
Musicians love what they do.
I mean, didn't
composers, artists.
Did he write the theme for Wonder Woman, or was that Junkie XL's contribution? The thrum, bum, 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 the Wonder Woman thing.
Is it
him that did that?
I think that was Junkie XL, actually. But I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it was Hans Zimmer. You guys will tell us.
Well, they did it together. Sure. I think. Hans Zimmer coming back like Michael Jordan.
Hans Zimmer being attached to something never makes me say anything, but hell yeah.
Like, Wonder Woman 2's production seems to be like pitch perfect from the get. Like, they've been super communicative from the beginning. Like, Patty Jenkins has never left. It's been a continuous conversation.
Are you making a pitch perfect movie reference? Or
No, but we did do that on FX Movie Download.
And, pretty good, right?
We had Flew LeBarque on there, and he did. And then the beat dropping guy, too. They both. So one guy was dropping beats, and we
was
tried
it you?
To. No, well, they tried to teach Sasha and I to drop a beat, but.
Who was better?
At the beats?
Yeah.
Oh, I was way better than Sasha.
No way.
But at the magic, she was better.
Mama's got game.
Yeah, she is. More good news for this film, right?
Yeah, just all good things.
Did you see the picture they all took as of the Breakfast Club
We talked
Club
about
thing?
It last week on the that show. Was also, so cool. It dropped right before. That was really cool looking.
That was adorable.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just seems great. We still have no idea about Steve Rogers, how he's in this or whatever. Don't really care. Just kind of think it's going to be a good movie, and it's... Doesn't have to compare itself to anything but itself. It's in a good place.
He's just going to be there, and whatever decision they made of how he got there, I'm just going to have to accept. Because if you go into this movie and you're thinking to yourself, Steve Trevor's going to show up and be this person who came from the gods, or he's going to be, it's all flash forwards, or it's all in her mind, or it's all whatever. Somebody's going to be disappointed somewhere, somehow. Or it's a grandson.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, of course. You know, but this does disprove one theory I had early on, was that he was in that one scene as some kind of a spectral thing. But nope, seems like he's in this whole movie. Mm. Seems pretty in it.
That's very true.
And no plans to be Kirk again at the time, right?
And doing all the press for this and not talking about that. Him and the other Chris, they ain't signing on that easy.
Are you upset about that? That there might not be a fourth Star Trek film with him as the Kirk and then the other Chris?
I don't think there's a fourth Star Trek film without them. There isn't one. What are you going to do?
I don't know. I don't know. They're going to work it out. They're going to pay them, I think, or at least pay one of them.
Yeah,
but,
something like that.
Yeah.
I almost think that if they're going to just pay one of them, though, maybe it is Hemsworth. He's got the more... Well, whatever. He's got the smaller role. Let's talk about Joaquin Phoenix right now.
Okay.
Who had one of my favorite quotes, which I would read for you if my computer wasn't frozen. So,
oh, no. Your computer's frozen?
Yeah, it froze. It froze. But I'll tell you guys what happened while you're trying to dig it up. Joaquin Phoenix, obviously, we've talked about it on the show 60,000 times. Anybody who does any kind of topical show has talked about this Joker movie so many times. And a lot of the times, people are not in favor of this Joaquin Phoenix Joker film. And so you would think as an actor that would get pretty exhausting. He's heard it a lot. Nobody's against Joaquin Phoenix. Obviously, people think he's very talented. But even just tearing apart the project you're working on or questioning it or whatever.
So what he did say was, having time to take away from the Joker to promote a different movie, right? So he says, it is ideal to be able to focus on one thing and not do press while you're prepping for something else, which is not working out.
Because he's booking too much stuff.
Yeah,
right now.
Exactly.
I don't feel bad about that.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. He's like, listen, sorry, there's no time to prepare. I'm not really thinking about it right now. And then, when asked about the pressure and the role, he's like, I could care less. I don't really think that much about what people think. Who cares? Who cares? My approach to every movie is the same. What I'm interested in is the filmmaker and the idea of the character, which means that Todd Phillips is a director he's interested in working with. And I don't know if they've worked together
before. Are you
getting a cold? No, I don't think so. Why? Am I sounding sniffly?
Well, just Todd sounds like Tom.
Todd? Okay, Todd Phillips. And their
Todd
take on the character.
You know when you go, Todd, Todd.
Okay, I will try to clear it up. Sorry. that's great. I think everybody is on board for this movie. When I talk to people out in public and you hear about this, whether they're comic book fans or just kind of in the biz in general, people think it's a good idea. I just saw his last movie. He's amazing. He's a force. He's a titan on the camera.
Which one? The Wish You Were Really... Well,
yeah, if I'm not still really there when I wish it was back.
You were never really here.
You were never really here. Yeah, it was great.
I can't believe you guys think it was great. It was not great.
He was great. He's something I could just watch. Maybe the film wasn't great. I don't know. It flew by for me. I enjoyed it. But I really liked the Death of Superman movie, too.
I don't get that.
I thought it was great. The only bad thing about the Death of Superman movie...
Was the movie?
Was the collar on his outfit.
That's the only bad thing.
The only bad thing. That is...
Adam.
That is objectively true.
You're objectively false.
Yeah. Anyone in the chat room disagree with me, at Roxy Stryer, you can let me know.
Yo, at me, bro.
At me.
I just turned off my computer. We'll see if it works when it comes back on.
Okay, and that film also has a composer now.
Yeah.
The person that worked on which film now? What was
again, with my thing. Hildur Guðnadóttir.
Oh, you did a lot of work to pronounce Hildur Guðnadóttir. Hildur Guðnadóttir.
Yep.
Okay, so Hilda Guðnadóttir.
Yep.
I think it's supposed to come out like that. That came out with a naturally Swedish
really
affect.
Good. Yeah.
I didn't even try to do that. It was like Hilda Guðnadóttir. What are you playing, Pat Metheny?
No, he's not playing. It was my computer turning on.
Oh, God. I was hearing things. All right, so is this exciting?
Sure. I don't know what to be excited about for this film. I'm gonna try to go into this film with the most positive, generic attitude that I possibly can, which is I'm going to see a movie. And it's either going to be good or bad. And there's no actor, nobody can be put in this movie. Nobody can be assigned to it. Nobody can be working on this that's going to get me too excited because I've got to hedge my bets on this one.
So you're now thinking that this is definitely going to be the best movie so far of anything DC related in the past 5 years.
As far as just from a
non-fan point of view, from like just the amount of praise it's going to get versus like...
I don't know. I really don't know.
I think it's on track to do just that. And again, maybe I'm just drinking the Kool-Aid. I just think that for them to make this movie is such a weird choice that it's got to be something good on paper. To get Hilda Gudnadottir. Gudnadottir. Gudnadottir.
Hilda Gudnadottir.
I'm adding four extra syllables. It's Hilda Gudnadottir. Hilda Gudnadottir.
You have to pause between Hilda Gudnadottir.
I'm trying too fast, exactly. You got to slow it down.
You guys pause us right now.
So Hilda's work was most recently heard in Sicario, Day of the Soldado, and Mary Magdalene.
Which was really good.
Cellist.
Did you see the second Sicario?
No, I'm dying to. Is it on demand yet? That could very well be my Friday night. I guess not. I was going to go see Happy Time Murders, maybe.
I loved it. I don't understand what's wrong with people.
I think it's going to be the last thing I see with my movie pass because it's playing at the Vista 3. So.
Yo, Happy Time Murders is great and everybody else sucks. I don't understand.
I can't wait to go see it.
It's so funny. I don't understand people. I don't understand. I hate when messages like this pop up on your computer. You shut down your computer because of a problem. No crap. You think so? You think I did it because of a problem? Whatever, computer. Want to talk a little bit about Green Lantern?
Yeah. So Green Lantern, we know, was actually seen in the current iteration of the DC Universe in the Wonder Woman movie. So a section of this universe that we know knows goes on. You guys last week, what did you guys talk about the Tom Cruise stuff last week? Because I didn't get a chance to hear it, but I imagine you had a lot to say. I imagine people had a lot to say.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. We talked about it. My take on it is... If it is him as Hal, I'm happy about it. There's about 15 people who could play Hal that I would be happy about. And this rumor's been circulating, but the Mark Wahlberg one's been circulating a lot too, actually, which I don't know if you've heard as much.
I think I have heard that. So which is sad about this whole rumor thing is, like, if that happens, like, that's so unfortunate that this major plot thing of killing Hal Jordan, which could have been amazing in the film. Like, that to me is the biggest story of all this.
But him just saying, like, I don't want to do it if he dies at the end.
Well, just because, like, if you did cast Tom Cruise, there's no way people would think that Hal Jordan would have been killed.
Yeah.
And that would have been an awesome, shocking twist that now it's like, now you should change the script again because now everybody's going to be waiting for it. I just think the whole thing sucks so much.
We'll see if that's what actually happens, though. They're smart enough to know that we know that now.
I guess. I hope they are. I don't know. I mean, Green Lantern is a tough one. They're really taking their time to get this guy off the ground because they had a big swing and a miss.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Somebody asked me the other night if I wanted to rewatch it. And I said no. And now I'm thinking I should rewatch. I haven't seen it since it came out. Should we do a Green Lantern watch, a forced to watch Green Lantern?
What do you mean?
You weren't listening to me.
Should we be forced to watch it?
I'm thinking I'm going to watch it again.
Oh, you've never watched it?
No, I haven't seen it since it came out. I watched it when it came out. I haven't watched it since.
Again, so many shows. It's so hard to like rewatch something that you know
sucks. You don't
sucks.
Like. I know.
I just remember the Abin Sur part.
Have you seen it more than once?
Yeah, I think so.
Really?
Yeah, I think I just love the Abin Sur, the part the when the ring is passed off, but the whole, you know, light up super suit and the whimsical tone that they didn't quite nail. But there are great parts of it. Like, and on Oa, I thought Michael Clark Duncan.
He's great.
Yeah, like there was good stuff in it. But you had great people working on it. You had Berlanti working on it. You had Martin Campbell working on it. Jeff Johns as well.
Johns working on this one, though.
Yeah. So. It's just really weird that didn't work out. They had a lot of going for it, but they know a lot more now. It's a very different world than it was then.
Maybe it holds up better than I remember, though, because in my mind it's like the worst DC film that's ever been made. So.
Per this article, I guess the implication is that there's a link to the Green Lanterns in Man of Steel or in Batman v Superman because it hadn't been really expressed for sure until Wonder Woman. I know you couldn't open it up, probably, but I seem to have it, but... It just
good.
Says
in
the opening, Man of Steel took place on Krypton, blah, 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 blah. I'm trying to scan this for what have you, but no Green Lantern in Minnesota. I don't know. I don't know. If you guys see something on that, I'd like to know what the connection is, what the relevance is.
Between Green Lantern,
to Green Lantern and
Man
of Steel.
Steel.
Like, you know, they say they've been keeping it in the universe, but we know that to be true.
Okay. This is an interesting story to talk about on this show. I was going to go to the Ben Affleck stuff because my eyes skipped right past the Flash thing. So we'll just do what I started with.
Okay.
Ben Affleck, back in rehab.
Oh, yeah, this guy seems to be going through your classic Hollywood midlife crisis, man. Dating Playboy models, getting the booze delivered to the house.
He has been in Hollywood since 97. Is that when Good Will came out?
I guess, yeah.
So, dude's been here for a while. So I'm just trying to cut him a little bit of slack because it seems like you're right. He's hit that classic, like, I've been here a few decades now. I've gone off the rails a little bit.
I should be happy with everything.
I should be happy with my life, my wife, my
That seems to be like the darkest happiness is like when you've achieved something that such a small percentage of our population can achieve and still to be unhappy.
And I'm a creator and an actor and a producer and a director and a writer and I'm starring and I'm...
So what I wanted to pose to this, and like, again, I'm not judging Ben Affleck and I don't know... What I want to ask like the chat roll and everybody, and like, well, here's what I'm curious about. Does Ben Affleck being in the next Batman movie affect the box office of that Batman movie one way or another? And then if so, positively or negatively? So if Ben Affleck is not in the movie, do you think that Batman movie that Matt Reeves will direct will not do as well?
Well, it depends on who we would be replacing him with.
Well, no. That's what I'm asking. I'm not giving you that to use. I'm saying in a vacuum, I'm saying like if it's an unknown. So say you don't even know the person that's replacing him, right? But it's a Matt Reeves and it's the Batman versus Ben Affleck.
Yeah, I think it has a net gain still.
You still think there's a net gain? I don't know. I honestly don't know.
I get the question, though, totally.
I think the brand is bigger than the actor, and I think right now, even though there's a minority of people that think he is great as Batman, I think that he's also associated with films that people did not respond to critically well. Two of them. Three of them, actually, that he appeared in. So I don't see what the advantage would be to even keep him. It doesn't seem like it's on his mind either. It seems like he's got stuff to deal with. And we heard he was announced as a producer. So, I mean, I don't think he's been intending to star in this movie for a long time since we first heard about it.
But then why not just say that? What's the holdup on all of it then? I know Justice League.
I guess until you have a replacement. I don't know. I guess maybe the studio was still pursuing him, but I don't think Matt Reeves ever wanted him in the film. And I you know, it seems like it's been a lot of strife that having to stand and talk about these movies and all the memes on top of everything, and have every person you date and everything be like, it's like.
Do you think every time something like this happens, where he goes to rehab or some situation?
I don't think Warner Brothers loves it.
You don't?
I don't think it looks great for the brand. I mean, like, it's different than like Robert Downey Jr. was given a second chance, and like since he did Iron Man, that guy's been like, you know, a
rock
beacon,
solid.
Beacon of, you know, positivity on screen and off. You know, he's been basically a company boy. In the best way possible. And like, this is like, it's not a good look for anybody. And I think it's best if Ben does his thing and disappears for a while and gets healthy and doesn't have to be in the tabloid every day, and certainly not to enter the machine of what doing another Batman film and what the fans positively and negatively, as you said before, they're always going to be. Like, who would want that shit?
Yeah, who would?
You know?
So, in the chat, a lot of talk about this. Zephra says, I hope Ben just gets the help that he needs. Everybody's worried about Batman, but
yeah, he's a great,
I'm more worried.
Great movie star. I really like Ben Affleck a lot. Like, I think he was so funny in Good Will Hunting. And the Kevin Smith movies, like
Dogma and whatnot. Yeah,
I'm a big fan of the guy, but it seems like he's not in a great place right now.
Yeah, and of course, like, I agree. I hope he gets the help. I am worried about Batman, and I'm worried about Ben Affleck. And I think you can be worried about both.
And I'm a fan of Batman movies. It's okay to like want that too. Absolutely, I think you're right.
Yeah, you can want both. It's okay.
You can want both things.
In life,
I can already know what Matthew Zavala is going to have to say about that. I'm just kind of baiting that guy. Just baiting him. I'm just like, because like I ignored him for a little while.
It comes up.
Well, I was like, you're the worst thing about the internet, bro. I'm like, you can't just be respectful to people. And then like he just sent me a message. He was like, I'm sorry for. I've never heard you talk, so you have an Eastern European accent to me, just the way you write. So he's like, I get very angry when people disrespect this universe, and I'm incensed with anger, and so I say horrible things about you and Roxy Stryer's womb. But I do not mean these things. And what do you think about Tom Cruise playing Hell Jordan? Is pretty much like word for word a message from him.
Johnny, Adam, Mike, and myself, all four have very different ways of dealing with trolling, and it is amusing in our group chat. Like, Johnny will be like, Adam, just don't respond. And Adam's like, I'm a grown man. I can do what I want. And now you guys have a behind-the-scenes look at what actually happens. Let's talk Flash for a second, that story that I skipped because it was not that important. Flash is expected to wrap filming by May 2019. Seems like right on target.
Yeah.
Now, once Flash has got is getting on target, it seems like maybe it's going to stay on target.
Yes. Yes.
Like,
I think we're going to get there. Do we have a director yet? I forgot. Yeah, we have the vacation guys.
The two guys that also did the other movie.
It's going to be good. I think it's going to be really good. So now we have quite a docket of movies lined up right now. We're really starting to see. So let's go through. We have Aquaman. Then we have Shazam. Mm-hmm. Then we have Wonder Woman 2. Then we have Joker. Mm-hmm. And then we have Flash.
And we also have this Birds of Prey movie.
Okay, but a little less. It hasn't, that's five right there. That's going to at least take us through another year of DC movie news.
Yeah, so we can continue the show. Look at us.
I just want to say, if you guys have stuck with us from the beginning, and the general public eventually starts to like DC movies, and this show gets very popular, or Roxy Stryer and I, and we get put on DC Access with Kalinowski and Laquasto, maybe they'll just give us a week, or a night, or a day.
Or all the days.
A recurring day.
Yeah.
You will have been, as us, there since the beginning.
Yeah.
Since before BVS.
This is why I get so heated and passionate when people are like, are you even a fan? And it's like, why? Why would I dedicate 4 years of my life to this show when we had no movies to talk about for the first 2 years and then not well-acclaimed movies for the other years, and you don't think I'm a fan?
And not to mention, I was late today, and I still came here. Popcorn Talk, they're nice to work for, but you guys at home, you don't know this, okay? Like, they dock you $2,000 if you're 10 minutes late out of your per-episode pay.
Every 10 minutes.
Okay, so that's almost a quarter of what I get per episode to do this show. Mm. So, you know what I'm saying? So before you think, just
20,000. Did you not get that email?
What's that?
They dock you 20,000.
Dock? They're going to dock more than I actually get per episode. I'm going to have to pay them. I'm going to be in the red.
Oh,
but I came anyway.
You, Jax, in the chat. Are you a fan of DC, Roxy?
Yeah, you must got.
What are you trying to get at?
Oh, no, just Spencer Straub was like, Adam, I don't know if it's a minority that likes Ben as Batman. I think plenty of people do. His performances have been well received. I agree.
He's great on screen. He did seem tired in this last one.
I'd agree with that. That's why I think it's an interesting question. I'm not saying I know the answer. Right. When I'm asking that question, like, does it affect positive or negative? Like, is there a good association or is there, like, a little bit of a stink in the air? And might not, I'm just thinking about the general public and the box office. I don't really know.
Seattle KO, WTF, 2,000 just for being late?
Yeah. Almost a quarter of per episode pay. So, I know that's a little inside baseball for everybody to talk about.
It's a little insider. It's a little awkward.
Our disgusting, what we get paid and everything, but like, whatever,
Whatever, man.
That guy's bend him on the inside a little bit.
Let's move on and talk about... Did you see this? Did you see the footage of Wonder Woman battling Steppenwolf? The couple of seconds that was...
Taken out of
JL. It's literally a couple of seconds of footage, of unreleased JL footage. People are begging for the Snyder Cut, They're not giving a Snyder Cut, but this was the brief little thing that we did get to see. Batmanthony, if you want to hit us with it. It's so dark up there, you can barely see.
Oh, yeah.
But that's pretty much what it looks like, that dark.
Yeah, it looks like Gal Gadot fighting in a video game cutscene. It looks awesome. Yeah. It looks like a God of War scene.
Yeah. Yeah, she looks good. She always looks good. Honestly, that's kind of it for... I can't even say TV time.
We can't even go back into TV time now.
Well, no, I don't think so. Any other things that you missed in the coming?
No. I just want to say it was very good to be back here. I've been gone for a while.
Feels so good to be back. You know the song?
Yeah, no.
Ladies, gentlemen, just a mood. Who is it? Eminem?
I'm really lost right now.
Really?
I don't know what's going on.
Whatever. You guys know. You at home get me. You guys understand.
Yeah. Anyway, so we just discussed it, though. We said it. There's 5 years of movies coming. More trailers are going to happen. David F. Sandberg said that he might be on this very podcast, if we remind him later.
Oh, yeah. Somebody and we're still waiting on Tara Strong.
Yeah. Yes, we're going to have guest stars. It's going to be exciting. We're going to be competing with the DC Access
team. In a friendly way. in a
no, and also board. Participating in it, and also being
and
on
also
it.
Hosting that,
also hosting so, it regularly. So we'll be in
just
both
to be
places.
Clear.
That's our commitment. Is if DC matches our salary for here, we're not going to leave here to go there.
No, no way. And even if they dock our pay less,
yeah,
for being late,
doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter to us.
100% committed.
Thank you guys so much, and I think that Johnny's been gone for a month in Pakistan?
He was just about to live call a pay-per-view wrestling match, I think, on the East Coast in the United States.
But I think he's finally back next week, if not it's the week after. Maybe we have a full panel next week. Are you here next week?
I think so.
Whoa.
I think so.
That would be a good one. So don't forget, guys, Johnny's being a good person somewhere. So tweet at him, at Jay Quasto. Mike Kalinowski's being a decent person somewhere, probably. You think he's being decent or no? Some sensuality, definitely.
Some sensuality with him.
At Mike Kalinowski. Definitely go make sure you're following Elena Jordan, because she is over at, what's the Hawaii con called? Amazing Aloha? Aloha Con?
Amazing Con? No, isn't it Aloha, Amazing Con?
Maybe. Some, one of those things.
Go
she's
at
there.
Elena Jordan. She's there. And if you can go get to Hawaii this weekend, like, don't. There's hurricanes there.
Yeah.
Is that affecting her thing? That's not on the same island, is it?
I don't know. But she was sending me messages. She was finding DC fans that were...
It's amazing. It's amazing. Amazing Comic Con.
Amazing Comic Con Aloha. So I was right. Amazing Aloha.
Yeah, there is some weather going on right now. Not to date this episode too much. But well, we are a new show, so
it's not an evergreen show.
It's not an evergreen
show. We're talking about things that are totally, totally relevant to
Sky Patterson is also looking forward to Birds of Prey, The Flash, Batman, Green Lantern Corps, Suicide Squad 2, and Black Adam going into production in 2019 or 2020. We'll see if all that happens or not.
Yeah.
Stay tuned to us.
Adam, where can people find you?
People can find me.
What are you working on? I don't even know what's going on with you.
I've got a couple of infomercials that should be debuting in September.
Is that true?
It's true.
Yeah.
For some cool products. One is a really awesome like kitchen thing that I've been using like every day. That's amazing. I don't even know if I'm allowed to say it because they didn't start airing it yet.
Cool.
So that's fun.
How's sausage making?
Sausage making is great. Oh, Doghouse has an upcoming LTO called the T-Max that we just partnered with Dean Fearing. Go to my Instagram story. If you're listening to this today, you could still see our whole cooking process. And this sausage is such a bad boy. It's got beef chorizo, roasted garlic, roasted jalapenos, pepper jack cheese inside of a beef dog mixture. It is one of like the coolest things we've ever done. And Dean Fearing is like this master chef from Texas. And we collaborated and we got his firecracker slaw and the chipotle sauce on top of it. That's amazing.
Yummy.
And I recorded some Best Thing I Ever Ate for Food Network as well.
Cool, cool.
Which means that was good news because, you know, I did those reality shows and then they asked me to be back on their air for the first time in like 5 years, so
you're
it was a very
busy
big
boy.
Deal. 2018 has been an active year. It's been active. I've also impaled my hand and hurt my back and stuff, so it's a mixed bag.
Good mixed bag, though, because the way you hurt your hand is still like, did it for the story. I can't even believe
it.
All right, you guys can find me at Roxy Stryer. Don't forget, I have a new Patreon, patreon.com/Roxy Stryer. If you want to go check out some of my bedroom reviews, they're super sexy.
That sounds sexy. Is there some sensuality in those?
Sexy. It's me in my bed in sweatpants and stuff.
What?
It's not as sexy as it should be. I'd probably get more views if it was sexier. But if you want to show me love and support, I also have a new show I'm thinking about dropping there if I can make a certain amount, which is going to be really fun. You guys have been wanting me to do more cannabis content. So for those of you who are of age, that would be really cool to see if you guys wanted to support over there. And
I'm interested.
Yeah. Also, Collider Live. I started doing Collider Live. If you guys want to check that out in the mornings on Monday and Wednesdays, I will be there 10 a.m., All right, that's it for us this week. We'll see you next week, same time, same place. We love you.
Bye.
Bye. Ooh, you're so millennial. Bye.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of its owners or principals.